With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Circuit Court Judge Mark Barnett has issued a preliminary injunction against Initiated Measure 22. That means requirements of the Anti-Corruption Act are placed on hold. Those include establishing an ethics commission, creating a publicly funded campaign finance system, and revising state campaign finance and lobbying laws. A group of lawmakers, lobbyists, and special interest groups are challenging the constitutionality of the measure. Attorney General Marty Jackley is defending the case voters approved last month. 150 South Dakota National Guard members are heading to Washington, D.C. next year. They're providing security and crowd control for the 58th presidential inauguration. Members from the 235th Military Police Company, 114th Security Forces Squadron, 114th Fighter Wing, and 82nd Civil Support Team will offer support during Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th. The National Guard soldiers will do everything from medical services to traffic management. Squadrons from 35 other states will join them to ensure citizen safety throughout the ceremony. Major Anthony Dice is the Director of Public Affairs for the National Guard. He says this is a great opportunity that the Guard members were selected.
We're very excited to be a part of this historic event, you know, in our nation's democratic process, and we're ready to support the D.C. National Guard as well as federal and local law enforcement agencies to ensure a safe and secure inauguration. And, you know, this request came from the National Guard Bureau and the D.C. National Guard looking for units throughout the country, the unique skill sets they're looking for to be able to provide that security that's needed for that event.
Dice says the South Dakota National Guard has provided this assistance in the past. However, he says they've never sent this many members. Clear to partly cloudy in the east tonight, except mostly cloudy early, far northeast. Increasing clouds west, lows near 0 to 10 below. This is SDPB Radio News.